The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. So today then, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And that's the feast day of, in memory of the apparition of Our Lady appearing to Saint Bernadetta Sobiero in Lourdes in the year 1858, and thousands, in fact, millions of people go there every year. Well, not at the present, but before the pandemic began, it's one of the major pilgrimage places in the world. But strange, it has never been officially declared by the church that Our Lady appeared there. But nevertheless, we are encouraged to believe that she did. And again, it brings up the importance of Mary in our lives. And in fact, it fits in nicely with the reading from the Gospel today and from the book of Genesis, the importance of women. And I feel we can never emphasize that enough in the church. And we have that lovely bantering, you might say, between the Syrophoenician woman in the Gospel this morning and Jesus. Because she was not a Jew and a Gentile, the Jews referred to the Gentiles as dogs, not a very nice way of referring to them. But she was a woman, she wasn't going to let Jesus put her down. And as quick as a flash, she came back at him. And she got the better of him. And you can imagine in your mind, that must be a lovely scene. It brings out Jesus' sense of humor and the strength of women. And again, if you go back into the Gospels, Jesus had a lot of women, strong women around him. He always had a strong following of women. They don't get a big mention in the Gospels because we tend to concentrate, but that being the church, on the men, on the apostles. But they played a very important role in Jesus' life. As, for example, Martha and Mary at Bethany, and of course, nobody more than Mary Magdalene. And Jesus was never afraid or worried, it would be a better word, about seeing in the company of women. He had no fears of that nature because he treated them equally. And sometimes we forget that. And I hope that that will improve in the church very much. Also, you may have read or may not, that in France today, as we celebrate Our Lady of Lourdes, there's a nun in France, Sister Andre, and she's celebrating her 117th birthday today. Just imagine that, 117 years old. And she, I was looking at a photo of her this morning on the internet, and she looks remarkably fresh, got a strong voice, and is very aware of everything going on in the world. And she's going to do something special for her today. But there's only one other woman older than her. She lives in Japan, and she's 118 years old. So women, I tell you, they're pretty strong, huh? There's no man could achieve that. So we have to take our hats off and admire women. And that's really comes through in the Gospels today.